Okay, ma. So before I actually gained admission to university, I was inspired by stories of successful students. Successful students, I mean those people that came out with first class, and that was so right from there I got the vision that okay, I want to come out with a very good result. I want to come out with first class. So I already had a goal that okay, this is I want to come out with this result, which was first class. So then that was just my goal. Then I had to sit down and I started searching for their secrets of first class students. So then I was still using a very small phone. So I would buy card, I would surf the internet to read from numerous people who came out with first class. So I was able to gather inspiration from many of them. So when I got to 100 level, I was running with my goal. So it wasn't as if I just entered school, I got carried away by the joy of being an undergraduate or the likes like that. No, I already have a direction I was actually moving towards. So that was why it was very, very easy for me actually to actually start with my first class right from 100 level. So the journey has not actually been easy. It has not been easy because where I came from not too wealthy family. And in 100 level, I really suffered a lot. I could remember I went to school without bed. I went to school with just a Ghana Must Go that contained everything. Little clothes, little shoes, and likes like that. But one thing that kept me going was my goal, the goal I set for myself. So despite the fact that I slept on an empty stomach, despite the fact that I ate eba with palm oil, despite the fact that I ate soggy rice, like rice that overdone, like despite the fact that I ate unhealthy foods, like the only thing that kept me going was I have a goal. I want to come out with first class. Despite the fact that I was sleeping on the floor because I had no bed, then I was making use of small phone. Despite the fact that I was trekking to classes, something that I could have taken a transport. Yeah, something that okay, be just because of common 100 naira, 50 naira go, 50 naira come for tiffy, just because I did not have them. I was trekking. Just because I don't have money for handouts, I was writing handouts. I was writing handouts in my notes, like I was using my hand to write because I don't have money to buy handouts. So despite all the sufferings and like that, what kept me going was my goal. I had a goal in mind that this is what I want to achieve. I want to come out with first class, and then I realized that I have no valid excuse. I cannot say because I'm poor, that's why I should come out with a very bad result. I cannot say because I'm having psychological trauma, emotional trauma, because things are not really going on well in my family. I should just feel okay. It's not possible for me. No, so I made it a must for myself to actually look beyond whatever situations that are around me and look and press forward to the goal that I've actually set.